Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Right then, at 9.36, we are heading into the last few weeks of 2014, and usually that's when we take a little look back at the year that was and all the great stuff that happened. But not today, friends. Today we're going to talk about the stuff that perhaps was kind of fun and kind of interesting when first introduced to us, but then after being bombarded by it all year, we've decided that we're a little bit over it. So we've invited Eimear McGleiser, who's deputy editor with the DailyEdge.ie. Not the DailyEdge.ie, DailyEdge.ie. Exactly. Not Homelands, Homeland. Okay, just so that people know that. And
we could start about Tesco, Tesco's, Euro, Euros, but that'll be a whole different.
Hey, listen, I've been working kind of, you know, in and around Eason's for the last 10 years.
It's, I still Eason.
It's on.
Eason.
Is it Eason.ie or Eason's?
It's Eason, I believe.
Eason.
Yeah. The whole country is living a lie.
We're living a lie. We're deceiving ourselves. Eimear, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in to see us. I'm going to let you lead us through this list, and I'm going to decide whether or not I'm over it, and the listeners can do the same. 51552. Go.
I'm going to start with my number one crime of 2014,
Go on.
It is the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. If I never hear it again, it'll be too
what
soon.
What happened to that song?
It was fine the first two times I heard it. And then the third time I went, no, this is enough. We've had enough of this. And then the tribute video started.
Yes.
There was, small towns were getting toddlers and butchers and school traffic wardens to dance along to Happy.
Yeah.
And they were like, please watch our Happy video and look how joyful our town is. And I was like, no.
You're forcing, it's like fake book. You're forcing your fake happiness
enough.
On us. Okay. and it's strange in some ways, because by the time I started to get kind of white knuckled on the steering wheel when it came on, it began to me. And I felt bad because something that's so ostensibly happy,
so joyous,
was creating quite an unpleasant feeling in my a bilious reaction immediately.
It sends me into an almost murderous rage.
That bad?
I think it would be a motive for homicide in some.
But you're not an unhappy person,
no,
are you?
No, only when I hear the song Happy.
Okay, so that's going in the bin of unhappiness.
100%.
Next on the list of what we're over.
Arses.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're not going to have to talk me through that one.
24. I've seen several headlines. 2014 was the year of the booty, the year of the arse, the year of the behind. Kim Kardashian probably led a late kind of race to the finish with her break the internet moment on the front cover of Paper magazine.
Her derriere actually broke the internet.
I mean, I'm all about body autonomy. I'm all about, you know, if you've got it, flaunted, but hers looked like an oil slick and you'd need Swarovski to get the oil off it.
I thought it was fake.
It was a bit much. Then we had Nicki Minaj similarly kind of posed and putting her booty in her face.
Anaconda.
Anaconda, yeah. J-Lo and Iggy Azalea had a song about their booties, which they performed together at regular intervals, well, mimed together at regular intervals. Enough. Is next year going to be the year of the toe, the year of the knee? Who knows?
Who knows? But are we just jealous of their extraordinary posteriors?
Almost certainly.
Is there a bit of that about it? As much as kind of irritation, there's also mild green eyes.
Possibly.
Because
you've got me.
Well, there is that kind of difference. I always think that for women, particularly, you look at the showing, the exhibitionism of it, and you must say, well, you know, they're just they're sexual women, they're gorgeous.
Beautiful,
and they're happy to do it. No one's telling them to. And then others will say, well, they are demeaning.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. I'm not sure everybody would agree with you because, as I said, it is an issue of autonomy. And, I mean, if a woman wants to bare her breasts, she should have the right to do so. Not everybody would agree. If Kim Kardashian wants to bare her arse on the cover of Paper magazine,
if they're happy to be leered at. But you're sick of
looking at it.
You're sick of looking at it. Okay, that's it. So we're going to put Kim Kardashian's bottom in the bin as well. Tex says, I'm over onesies. Just get dressed, please. onesies.
They're so cozy.
Mark says, I'm over saying hashtag before a statement or a comment. That's very good.
That's a bit much.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
It's become an issue.
Hashtag over it.
No question about it. Elsewhere.
Charity challenges. No.
So you have to tread carefully
this
here.
This is a double-edged sword.
Yes.
But
you don't want to be mean.
I am not here to make nice.
Okay, go on.
Ice Bucket Challenge, amazing, raised 100 million around the world for ALS or motor neuron disease, you know, caused great awareness, but it became too much. When three-year-olds were doing it and swearing and, you know, kind of running into poles and celebrities were only doing it because they absolutely had to, when people were feeling almost bullied into it, it was too much.
Yeah. But isn't that, just on a serious point, I'm not talking about the Ice Bucket Challenge, but a lot of the, you know, nominating and calling people out and all that sort of thing, There is a really unpleasant subplot of bullying.
I agree.
And it's really not nice.
Yeah.
And people jumping on campaigns going, you've got to do this, and this has to happen. You're going to say, well, you know what,
it's a real stuck between a rock and a hard place moment.
So.
Because if you don't do it, you're an old grouch, or you're a grump, or you hate charity and you hate helping people.
Yeah.
And if you do it, it's something you don't want to do, and it's definitely something you don't want to be publicly spread across the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what the alternative to this is. Maybe just be nice and give to charity.
See, I'd be all about that too. I'm all about that.
Pick a charity of your choice today and go on and donate 10 or 20 euro. You don't need somebody on Facebook to force you to do it.
Precisely. Well said, I have to say. I agree with you. Okay, we're at Idem now, I have to say, all the way along. Keep going.
A festive one, 12 pubs of Christmas. This is a real humbug one.
Well, you go on. What's your beef?
There are some pubs, well, here in Dublin in particular, that have banned it this year. It's becoming now the trend, well, for smaller pubs in particular, to ban large groups of red-faced Christmas jumper-wearing revelers because they're horrific. Now, I have done 12 pubs in the past, don't get me wrong.
And did you have a drink in every pub?
Probably gave it a good old shout anyway. Maybe some were shandies, something like that.
I was saying I was talking to my teenager, I was saying, could you imagine drinking 12 pints of anything?
She was like, no, Dad, no.
No. Do you want to try it?
Drinking?
No, but you know, I love a few pints, no question about it, but 12 pints of anything, I mean, that can't be good for your insides.
Yeah, you'd be tipping over sideways, going on your snot. But some pubs, the Old Stand on Exchequer Street, which is a small kind of what you'd call an old man bar, the Swan Bar off Angel Street, the Dawson Lounge on Dawson Street have all said, we will not have these groups. And fair play to them. I mean, you can't legally bar someone for entering your pub just for being in a Christmas jumper or for being in a large group. But if they physically can't handle the large groups, then I suppose they can turn them away.
Yeah.
But some of these pubs who would not ordinarily have bouncers have employed bouncers because they just don't want the large groups. A new thing that's kind of come out of this is something called the 12 pints, where you go to just one pub and drink 12 drinks.
Okay.
It's basically you go to the pub at 3 p.m. and stay there for
as long
as you
can. That's what it is, isn't it? Okay,
yeah.
All right. Tech says, I'm so over Frozen, everybody needs to just let it go.
Frozen's on our list.
Sorry, I didn't spot that. Okay, keep going. Next, after the 12 pubs?
After the 12 pubs, Cronuts. These were the croissant slash donut
things. I like Cronuts.
Hang on. We're talking substandard Cronuts here.
Oh, the ones that they make in a certain fast food store.
Let's not name any names.
No.
But, so it started off as a New York phenomenon. The bakery that invented them had lines going around the block. People were queuing up, people were pre-ordering them. And then they started to kind of filter through and started to be made here in Ireland. A certain hotel started to make them and, you know, sent them around. And they're just not that great. I don't know where you tried the ones that you thought were lovely, but
It was the Grand Canal, the marker.
Oh, the marker was one of the first places to do it here, actually.
They were delicious. Now I have to say,
I've yet to try one which will turn my head and make me say yes, continue in 2015, the year of the Cronut. I've yet to come across one. Not impressed.
Text pulled pork # enough already. Michelle in camp. Where did a close friend of mine was offering me pulled pork, and I had to say no thanks because I just didn't like the sound of anything in that sense.
Sounds like someone went at it with their mitts.
No one's winning.
She's
in the expression
knife.
Pulled
like
pork.
Next it'll be pulled chicken. It'll be like, what, so you just roasted a chicken and then took it apart?
KFC do pulled chicken.
Yeah. A pulled chicken sandwich, so a chicken sandwich.
So you go in, you order your burger, and you say, get your coach, you've pulled.
Pulled burger.
Yeah. All right, what else are you doing?
I'm going to mention the GB words.
What's Garth
GB?
Brooks. Oh, Garth Brooks. We're over that whole discussion.
Well, I think everyone
went on
over
for
it.
The whole summer.
Everyone went over it. I think it goes without saying that we don't need any more Garth Brooks in 2015. If he even gives a sniff that he might come back, no thanks.
Don't care.
Close the borders.
Yeah, close the borders.
Close the borders.
Get him out.
You are not welcome here. I mean, the country will implode and it will precipitate a general election.
I agree. Nobody
needs that.
I agree. Garth Brooks beat it. Okay, next one.
The song Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too.
I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I'm unashamedly a Taylor Swift fan. I think her album is a great pop album.
She's beautiful.
But she is beautiful. But this song has had its day. It's probably one of the most streamed songs, most viral songs. But now we've got all these tribute videos on YouTube. We've got dads singing it with their daughters, and aren't we so cute? And I've had enough. I'm probably not the only one.
I'm inclined to.
There are better songs in the album. Check it out.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, we mentioned Frozen. We're being real grinchy now.
Yeah, we are.
We're being very grinchy now. So Let It Go is you're letting that go.
Let It Go. Similarly to Shake It Off, Let It Go. We've had enough tribute videos. We've had enough. You know, people singing it up trees or down mine shafts or whatever it is they're going to sing it.
Community.
I For My Sins have signed up to go to a Frozen sing-along event at the Lighthouse Cinema next week. I'm bringing my four-year-old niece.
Oh, yeah.
It is a baptism of fire. I have never seen Let It Go.
Ever?
Never.
That's called...
Or not Frozen, sorry. I've heard the song Let It Go. Hashtag pray for Emer.
Hashtag karma. I think this is for being such a Grinch.
I'm such a Grinch.
You're going to suffer through it and come out born again, Anna.
Yeah.
Or
I'm
going to
come out twirling with long blonde plaits wearing a blue dress.
Yeah, singing Shake It Off, walking around the cobblestones of Stony Batter.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, you can do that.
Sounds like quite the afternoon.
Go for it. Okay, elsewhere.
NEC nominations, which is kind of a more serious one. If we're going back to the idea of the charity challenges, which is where people feel very compelled to do something because someone else told them to.
Yeah.
NEC nominations was a much more sinister form of this, which was where people were being, you know, dared to down a certain amount or volume of alcohol. And then it got more and more elaborate. There was headlines like 9-year-old girl hospitalised. We had the tragedy of the death of a young man in Carlo, which was kind of linked to NEC nomination. Thankfully, it appears to have been totally hit on the head after it just became, but I mean, it went way too far and should never have got to that point. And where to the point where Facebook were intervening, government ministers were intervening, and it became too much. Hopefully, we'll never see the likes of it again. Hopefully.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you entirely. Celebrity animals, on a lighter note.
Celebrity animals. I mean, celebrity animals is just a misnomer completely, because an animal cannot decide to be a celebrity, same the way a baby can't decide to be a celebrity. Grumpy Cat, Boo the Dog, Marnie the Dog, no. Nobody needs these in their lives. These animals have pain behind their eyes. All they want to do is sit and lick themselves.
And be an animal.
And not visit the offices of BuzzFeed or be on CNN or anything like that. Yeah. Just let them be.
Okay, that's a good point.
Let it go.
Pick up artists.
Yeah, this is another kind of more serious one. We had two incidences of this in the past couple of months, actually. So this is kind of what we labelled misogyny as entertainment. So one of the ones we had was Dapper Laughs, which was an English, I mean, comedian is a strong word.
Oh, yes, yeah.
This is the guy who had made his name kind of on Twitter and Vine by making kind of funny videos about how to pick up women or how to talk to women. I mean, it was not any kind of advice that anyone should ever follow. It was very misogynistic. He sold it as banter or kind of a parody of the way men view women.
Mm-hmm.
He was given an ITV2 dating show, but there was so much backlash about some of the things he said at his stand-up shows. I mean, there were jokes relating to rape. There was really misogynistic language. ITV2 cancelled the show. He ended up going on Newsnight, apologising for his act and saying he was pulling the character. He was never doing it again. And that was that.
And that was that.
Good riddance. No more Dapper Laughs in 2014.
And farewell. And Julian Blanc gets a mention there.
Julian Blanc, I mean, we haven't really heard the end of this, because he's still apparently supposed to be coming to Ireland in 2015 to do some of his famous dating workshops or, you know, seminars. He's been banned from visiting the UK because of, again, just really unpalatable, misogynistic language, behaviour, advice that he's giving to men in order to attract women. No, Julian Blanc, 2015, please.
No. Ulster says no. Brenda from Galway's loom band still hoovering them up all over the house. There's three beautiful girls, Heather, Emily and Lauren, and they're so over them now, even they are. Another in a year when scientists landed a probe on the comet, Kim Kardashian's arse broke the internet. This is what, you know, if you look at what's most popular in newspapers and magazines.
Yeah, the top trending things, stuff, I think, and some of the top trending things in Ireland.
It's the smoking cat stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, I mean, Kim Kardashian, Garth Brooks, they were all above the top trends, above local elections, above budget 2015, you know, above any of that, they were all the most searched terms.
So. Not comets and probes and
landing. Not comets and probes, unfortunately.
Let's talk about the final one then. Obviously, Emer, are we over? I don't think they know it themselves yet, but we are over the beard, are we? The awful beard.
I feel conflicted about this. I am a fan of the face rug.
I'm a fan
of a man with a beard. What I'm not a fan of is overly elaborate moustaches and beards. If it's taking you longer to do your beard than it would to shave your face, then there's something not right there, because surely having a beard is to save time.
Yes.
And to, you know, look a bit rough and ready.
Yeah.
So if you're spending 3 hours a day curling your moustache and putting it into a handlebar or grooming your beard, then surely you're doing it
Do you
it
like
wrong.
The beard, the proper shaggy
beard?
Yes. You like that one, do you? The Conor McGregor?
Yes, Conor McGregor has a great beard. He probably puts a good bit of grooming into it. Nothing wrong with a bit of grooming, but, you know, hold back a bit.
Steady
the
as
Guardian
she goes.
Printed a very inflammatory article earlier this year saying we had reached peak beard. I think then they had said it a bit early. I think now that article might be a bit more timely.
Now it might be. They're just ahead of themselves a little bit, as you can imagine. Emer, thank you so much indeed for coming in to join us this morning on the subject of what we are over or what we are not over. Emer Glyza, Deputy Editor of DailyEdge.ie. Happy Christmas to you and all the gang.
Thank you.
At Daily Edge. Thank you so much.